Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. Good morning. We have two very special guests today, Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminat. And before they come on, I just want to remind you that if you go to A Seeking Heart on Facebook today, I have an awesome giveaway, and I want to make sure you have opportunity to join that. I have a copy of Michelle and Emily's incredible book that we're going to talk about today, Divine Mercy for Moms. We are sharing the lessons of St. Faustina from Ave Maria Press. I have a copy of Risen, the movie now coming out on DVD May 24th. It is incredible. If you have not seen this, you have to see it. It's the resurrection through the eyes of a non-believer. Really thought-provoking. If you want to know my thoughts about it, go to reconciledtoyou.com and click on the blog. I wrote about it yesterday. And last, I have last week's book, Chesterton's Wisdom from Pauline Books and Media from the Classic Wisdom Collection, Dale Alquist. Good stuff. 5 prizes. You can't go wrong. Head over there now. A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras Facebook page and enter today. Now, commercial over. I welcome to the show Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminat. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
We're so excited to be with you today.
I love having multiple guests. This is so much fun. We can have just a good old girl session. Just a lot of discussion about our Lord, Divine Mercy, and your wonderful book.
Yes, we love being together. It's really fun and hanging out with you.
How neat to, let's get to know you first. And then I want to know what it's like to write a book with another person. I struggle to write a book by myself. Maybe it's what I need. I need a friend. So I guess we'll go in alphabetical order. Emily, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am the mother of 7 children, from a sophomore in high school down to a baby who's almost 5 months old. And what was really kind of exciting is the week we signed the book contract is the week I found out I was pregnant with number 7.
It's supposed to be a new house, new baby, not new book, new baby.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a new one.
But, you know, I think God put me right where I needed to be, and that's back on my face again, humbled by not feeling good and writing from my heart. So, the book is really an expression of our heart and divine mercy for moms. All moms need mercy. Mm-hmm. So my husband's an engineer, and Michelle and I's friendship goes back 20 years. So it is fun to write a book with a friend, because we always say someone was pushing the stroller and the other one was writing, you know, had pen and paper in hand. So we really went 2 by 2 like the Lord calls us and worked together. And it was, it's just been a beautiful process.
Oh my goodness. I have that image of the two of you walking down the street with the strollers going and kids everywhere, and just the Lord's grace helping you get this beautiful book into print. And Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, sure. I am the mom of 4. My oldest is in 6th grade now, and then my youngest, it'll be 2 in 1 week. So I can hardly believe it. And like Emily said, yes, we've been friends for 20 years and we've been blessed. I actually met my husband in at Emily's wedding in her parents' backyard at the after party.
No way.
And we got engaged 1 year later on Emily and John's anniversary. And then, you know, we got married, and then I ended up moving here to Columbus. I'm originally from the Chicago area. And Emily was actually not living here at the time, but she's since moved back, and we've been friends for a long time. And we always say our favorite memory is we had our babies. Emily's number 6 and my number 3 were born but on June 8th, 2011, and they were only about 45 minutes apart. So it was really amazing, of course, totally unplanned, and we were actually due 3 weeks apart from each other. And we always joked, we're going to have the baby on the same day. And I was induced for some high blood pressure, and went in and was at the hospital, and Emily went into labor. So we got to hang out at the hospital, and her brother, who is a priest, came and blessed both the babies. My first visitor was Father Jonathan coming to bless the babies. And we also found out that June 8th is National Best Friends Day. So how
cool. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. June 8th is very special to me, too. It's my grandmother, God rest her soul, her birthday. And my husband is going to be officially a candidate in the diaconate program this June 8th. So while we're at Mass that day, I'll say special prayers for both of your children. That's a great day.
And now you know it's Best Friend Day, so remember to bless your best friends on June 8th.
That is so, and I love that kind of stuff. Very cool. So why Divine Mercy?
Well, one of the reasons I was really compelled to write this book was when my son was in second grade, he got really sick with Guillain-Barré. And when you go through an experience like that and you experience so much mercy, I understand it's a shower of mercy, like a downpour, that you learn so much about mercy and really how sometimes I wasn't very merciful. And then I've had the opportunity, Emily and I are dear friends with Father Michael Gately he's a Marian of the Immaculate Conception. And we went to college with Father Mike.
I'm a huge fangirl. I just had such a jealousy moment. I'll be going to confession after the show.
Yeah, we were so, so blessed. And actually, it's kind of funny. I ran into him. We hadn't kept, we were just acquainted in high school, in college, but I ran into our 10-year college reunion. And I kind of set this snowball effect off where we got a bunch of his first book, Consoling the Heart of Jesus, and we were passing it out to everybody. And
that's such a good book.
Him come speak at I'm the director of our Columbus Catholic Women's Conference here in Columbus, Ohio. So we had Father Mike come before anybody even knew who he was. We had him come and talk about the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. And it was such a powerful testimony in 5 minutes that we had him come back and speak again as a full-length speaker and then come give a retreat. And his work has really transformed us. And we also say in St. Faustina, she also tapped us on the shoulder because she is the one, both visited her shrine in Krakow in college before she was even a saint. We got to go and pray before her tomb and pray with the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy and go to Mass with them and pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So we knew we had that special grace, more than 20 years ago. And the devotion has been an important part in both of our lives. So we just wanted, this is a great devotion for moms.
Now, did you go together to Krakow?
No, we went 1 year apart. We both went to Franciscan University, and they have a study abroad program, a wonderful semester abroad. And I always kind of joke because I said I went to Poland looking for amber and great Christmas presents for my family. And God gave me such a better present than the amber that's sitting in my jewelry box to this day, because receiving the devotion of Divine Mercy and understanding that, God wants to, for us to develop a relationship of trust with him and that he's a God worth trusting. That's a really powerful message for us women, and that he loves us and that he forgives us. And that as a result, Michelle and I really feel called to bring that message of mercy to other people and encourage them to live out the works of mercy, especially in the year of mercy to others. So we've just tried to make this, we call it mommified, mommy digestible, and, with lots of handouts on the corporal works of mercy for busy moms and just some different ideas to help moms not burn out and realize that what they're doing, they're serving all the time. And when you have that spiritual component and you give it to God, it's going to renew you and help others.
And I want to give out that website as many times as we can during this hour so people have a chance to hear it and to go to it. And also I'll have it in the links, but it's Divine Mercy for Moms with an S.
Yes.
.com. Correct?
Correct. Yes.
Excellent. I love it. By the way, I love the graphics, the image graphics that you have, the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. I have a real heart for the spiritual works of mercy, teaching them myself, actually. And I absolutely love that. I tell all of my retreatants to go and check that out. Again, divinemercyformoms.com. So that reminds me, or not reminds me, leads me to my next question. Why for moms? Why specifically for moms?
Well, we felt really called to start with moms. And this book can be, a lot of times people say, oh, I had my husband read this, and we're like, great. Or,
yes.
Every woman has the component to be a spiritual mom, meaning that God has given that in us to birth faith in other people if it's not our vocation at hand. But a lot of times moms need these little helpers like the Divine Mercy message and making them realize that they have an important role. And Father Gately in the foreword really expressed beautiful words about how, you know, moms feel unappreciated, right? A lot of times moms are burning out and feel like they don't have a value in what they're doing. And that's something in which we are here to encourage them and help them. And Michelle and I speak to women at large at different conferences, but we felt like the book was unique, starting with addressing it towards moms.
I remember back, maybe even in the 90s or the 80s, you know, before your girls were born, they used to have this commercial for the Army that used to say, "The toughest job you'll ever love." And when I became a mom, I thought they totally have that tagline on the wrong profession. Not that the service isn't tough, but really, motherhood is the toughest job you will ever love. We're talking this morning with the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms, sharing the love. Well, she does love, but sharing the lessons of Saint Faustina from Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminette. And this is out from Ave Maria Press, and it's one of the CatholicMom.com books. You both contribute to CatholicMom.com, correct?
Correct. Yes. We love that community there. It's been such a blessing. We're only been over there for about a year, but before we're like, we're not worthy. So we, Sarah Reinhardt had been asking me to write there for years. And so finally, I felt I could live up to the challenge, and it's been such a gift. And Lisa Hendy's played a huge part, and she wrote the afterword for the book and has been our biggest cheerleader. So
she is such an encourager. I was blessed to join the CatholicMom.com family in 2012 as a tech talk writer, just moved over to writing a column more faith-based than tech-based. And the same thing, Michelle, I was thinking, I'm not worthy. This is incredible that we get to do this. We're talking this morning with Emily Geminette and Michelle Fanley, authors of Divine Mercy for Moms. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media, and we'll be right back.
Breadbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Breadbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. I am joined this morning by the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms, sharing the lessons of Saint Faustina, now from Ave Maria Press. It's one of the CatholicMom.com books. And they are Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminette. And ladies, I was just talking to you about how I love books for small group study, and I can just completely see how Divine Mercy for Moms would be perfect for a small group study.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, we designed it purposely with the intent of it being for small groups, because Emily and I, we've been in a faith sharing group for about 10 years together. So we've done, you know, every study that's out there. So we know what's worked and what has been really helpful in developing friendships and really, you know, bolstering your faith. So we have right in the back of the book, free of charge, which is even better, right? The yes. Study questions are right in the book. And we have videos online on our website, DivineMercyForMoms.com, totally free. So you can get together and you can go to Panera with your friends and stream the videos, and it doesn't cost you anything else. We've included everything. So once you have the book, facilitator guide is right in the book. We have facilitator information right on our website. I even made a little video to make it easy. We have invitations that you can edit to invite your friends.
Oh, I love that.
We try to get everything, every piece you'd ever want on our website, totally for free for you, because we want you to do it. And we are hearing these groups are just loving it and making so many amazing connections and friendships and doing works of mercy together. And that's the best part.
Absolutely.
Well,
Go ahead, Emily.
I just wanted to share that I'm about 38 weeks pregnant in these videos. And Michelle's like, Emily, we're going to do a video series. I'm like, are you kidding me? But she was right, because Michelle and I, when we do these book and our, you know, we'd go for our Bible studies, it'd be like, okay, who wants to buy the facilitator video? You know, and women love free. Nobody wants to pay another $20 to get the video. Or sometimes in the old days we would, oh, we don't need the video, or we don't need this. So we said, let's just make it free and you get a chance to get a deeper insight into each chapter. And at divinemercyformoms.com, the whole goal is to make it doable. Yeah. And it's been really fun to hear about all these different groups across the country adapting it to their specific needs for their specific groups. So some groups did a work of mercy every week, you know, and they were like, you know, really turned it into
a work of mercy every week.
To come together and do it. Mm-hmm. Some groups, you know, read papal documents along with it, or, you know, if they wanted a little more substance. So, and other groups just chatted and, you know, said the prayer of transformation or whatnot. So the goal is to come together. We want you to have great friends. We want you to come to know the Lord even deeper and realize that it's not about getting the answer correct, but about seeing the Holy Spirit through you. So the answers are not right or wrong. They're about coming to know God, looking up the scriptures, sharing how the Lord's worked in your life. So it's not intimidating. That's our goal. You're not intimidated.
That's a really, really important point. We're going to get to that one in just a minute. I'm talking again this morning with Divine Mercy for Moms authors, Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminette. This idea of being intimidating. Now, I have been running a small group off and on for about 10 years. It was how I came back to the faith. I was invited by somebody to go to their home. It was for the Purpose-Driven Life back in 2005. And I was so intimidated to show up, for one. Like, I don't know anything about God or my faith or the Bible. And they were so welcoming and so lovely. And the person who's running it said, I don't know how to run a group, but I just feel like the Lord's put this on my heart. And I think that one of the things women have to understand in order to really embrace small group is to know we are all in this together. And just because you maybe take on the leader role or the facilitator role, all it really means is you're going to be the one who perhaps sends out the emails and lets people know what time it is, or welcomes them when they come. But you can do this as a group too. You can be co-leaders or co-facilitators. And I love that you've given them all of the things that they need to be successful at this. And honestly, what kept me coming back were the snacks. I'm just going to be honest.
Absolutely. We tell you, you know, to have a little snack sign up. So everybody, you know, signs up every week to bring a snack, and then they're committed, right? Because, oh, I got to go because I'm bringing the snack. So it's a great thing. Fellowship is so important, and having those Christ-centered friendships, you can't replace that with anything.
And personal invitation is huge. I love that you've included an invitation in your resources over again on divinemercyformoms.com. What made you decide to do an invitation?
We have a friend who helps us do the website. She said, you know, I've done some groups before, and it was really nice that they had an invitation right that came with all the marketing packet. So then all I had to do was send that out to people who I wanted to invite. So it helps people think one less thing. We were trying to get out all roadblocks, right? We want no barriers for you to do a group. Just open your heart, open your home. If you don't feel like you can do it in a home, like I said, people are doing it in coffee shops. People are doing it in parishes. So any place is fine for these small groups. And we're blessed. We'll Skype with their small group if you want us to. We've done it with several groups. FaceTime them. We just,
I love that.
We'll sit in.
We're here for you. That's the big difference. And we have found the Holy Spirit is getting us into Catholic schools, which is really exciting, because, right, a lot of times as moms, we drop the kids off and we don't really know the other parents. So we've been invited to do these girls' night out, and we present and then they launch a faith sharing group with the Catholic school moms. And sometimes these schools feed different parishes. So, you know, they might not even know all the families or all the, you know, they don't always go to the same parish. So, or we had homeschoolers there too. So it was a nice mix of people. And we have a group that started on Wednesday that they meet in the cafeteria, and they watch the video because they can stream it on their smart board. And then they're going to divide up into tables, you know, with about 8 women at each table. So the great news is with the use of technology, you can really do a lot more on a budget and get the word out. So it's been exciting.
I love that term, faith sharing group. I usually call it a Bible study, but I'm like, well, it's more than Bible study because it's books, but I want to call it just a book club because I want to make sure. I'm going to totally steal that. Can I steal that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's not from us. Really, Emily's dad is the one. He's our men's ministry director, and so he's always doing these faith sharing groups for men, and you know, now we're launching them for women, so we love it.
I think that's the perfect name for them. That's fantastic. I feel like I just learned something, and we can just stop now. Just kidding.
The funny thing is Michelle and I's personalities complement each other, because in the old days we would go to Bible study and Michelle would have her whole like workbook all filled out. She'd have all the answers. And then I would show up for community because I had all these little kids at home, and I oftentimes didn't get to do all the workbook. So I would write the correct answer down. And I just love it because I had a place at that Bible study when I couldn't do the homework, and I had a lot going on in my personal life with the kids, but I needed to get away. So when you go to a faith sharing group, it doesn't matter if you did the homework or you didn't, you have a place there that evening. It's a special night away.
We're talking this morning with Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet, the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms. And I think you make a really great point. I think that was Emily speaking.
Yes.
When you speak about not getting the homework done, I have a very, very hard, fast rule with all of the women who participate in my, now I'm going to call it faith sharing group, is that if you don't get to read the book and you don't get to do the homework, come anyway, because if you don't do either of those and you don't come, then God hasn't been given the opportunity to touch you in any way. But if you don't do the homework and don't get to read the book and you come, you're going to get something because someone there has. And if not, this week we all came together. There's about 5 of us who could make it and nobody had time to do the homework. So guess what? We did it all together. We read out loud. We cheated and looked at the answers in the back of the book. We had a ball. But the Lord could touch us and really move in our hearts because we came together and gave him the time, which is really the number one thing I think that moms struggle with, is giving God that proper time in our life.
Absolutely. We had a really beautiful post written by another Catholic mom contributor, Trish Bolster, and it just ran on Catholic Mom on Monday. And she did a group and she called her post Just Breathe. And she used that Johnny Diaz song and how she works part time and she should use Mondays to catch up on laundry and groceries and all that stuff. But she chose to do a Divine Mercy for Moms study group and how it was the best thing that every week that these moms gathered together, and it was crazy, and they had kids all over, and they're pausing the video, and you know, no one ever got, you know, fully got to, you know, you didn't get to have a full peaceful, but it was such a beautiful gift to all of the moms there, and that she realized that, you know, by taking this time to work on, you know, being a mom and studying this message of divine mercy, what a gift it was to her and all these women in her group. So check it out at CatholicMom.com.
I just wrote down to make sure we linked to it. You know, I know that at my parish, we utilized our older moms, the ones those kids were off to college or high school, and they were just missing their kids, and they would take care of the little ones while we had that hour or hour and a half to do, you know, just some kind of faith sharing or a Bible study at the time. And so it's another idea that people can kind of, you know, ask around to the parish, is anybody willing to do babysitting? At another time, we've used homeschool teenagers so that we could, you know, meet together as moms, just have a little time away from the kids, though there's always a baby or toddler nearby, and that's good too, right? Remind ourselves that we are moms.
Absolutely. I wanted to share too that we have some groups started up of women that have already raised their children. So they're about 60, you know, and up. And yeah. they found the book so healing, because I always tell women, you know, once a mom, that's still your vocation, yeah. right? Motherhood is still your vocation, your path to holiness. So a lot of times it brought a lot of healing to women who've already raised their children and realizing that this is, you know, that this is still a beautiful gift, family life, and brought back beautiful memories. And they don't want it, this particular group in mind, they didn't do any of the homework ahead of time. They would actually read the chapters out loud and
love it,
you know, because they had a longer amount of time that they could spend the afternoon together.
We're talking this morning with the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms, Michelle Fanley and Emily Daminette. We are going to be right back on Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Redbox Media. Please stay tuned.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps, all we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Redbox Media. We are joined today by the very delightful, I've read their stuff, I've read their book, I've followed them on social media. To hear their voices is such a gift and a treat. I've so enjoyed our time this morning with Michelle Fanley and Emily Daminette. Emily, how badly have I done your name so far?
You are doing a great job. I was saying it's like jam it in the net, jam a net. But the other side of the family calls it the Jaminet. So you could, you know, do that too. So,
I like that. That's like yeah. my last name. It's Gingras, but there are some people who say Gingras. And I'm like, oh, why can't we be the Gingras? Because that's so cool. And they're like, yes. No, we're not. We're the Gingrasses. Yeah. Like, all right. We're talking about their beautiful book, Divine Mercy for Moms, Sharing the Lessons of St. Faustina, out now from Ave Maria Press. You can go to AveMariaPress.com for more information, or DivineMercyForMoms.com. The book itself, let's talk a little bit about how you formatted the book. We talked about how it's beautifully used or formatted for use with small groups or on your own reading. Tell us a little bit about the format of the book and what we can find when we open up the cover.
Well, we started out, first the introduction tells the story of us and our friendship, and we lead into how we didn't plan on doing this and releasing a book during the Year of Mercy. It just happened that way. We had actually already had the idea was presented to us actually over a year before we even started writing. Heidi Hess Saxon asked us to do a book on the moms and the work of mercy and St. Faustina back in 2014, and then it took me a whole year to finally get the proposal ready and bring Emily into this because I had a baby and I was like, I can't take a shower. How am I going to write a book? And so we literally had just agreed and told Ave we were in. And then like the week later, Emily's brother called her and he was like, Emily, did you hear the news? Pope Francis just declared a year of mercy. So it was such a gift to be able to have, already started. I had spent already a whole year and pondering through the diary of St. Faustina. And so then when we started writing, our first chapter is about the whole life of St. Faustina. And, and we say it's, mama size. So there's so many beautiful books and we've linked them. We did a really good job of trying to give you more resources as moms. So if you go under our recommended resources under each chapter, there is more things. So you can go right on. And there's actually a whole book called The Gift of God, A Gift from God for Our Times, the biography of St. Faustina online that you can read for free. We have links to, you can go and stream like live time what's going on in the chapel in Krakow. Our Emily's cousin drew a picture of St. Faustina, a coloring sheet that you can print for your little kids. And so we've tried to incorporate all these things in each chapter. So the first chapter is about St. Faustina, and the second chapter is all about the five aspects of the Divine Mercy devotion. And then the third chapter is deed, word, and prayer, because St. Faustina in the diary, Jesus shares with her the three three ways of exercising mercy. Mm. The first by deed, the second by word, and the third by prayer. And Emily has a great some great stories in that chapter. It's one of my favorites because it's really funny. And then the fourth and the fifth chapter are about all practical ways to live out the corporal and spiritual works of mercy in your family life and as a mom. And the last chapter is about Mary, the mother of mercy, because of course she's our, you know, one of our models and our favorite, the Blessed Mother. We had to incorporate her in the book.
Yeah, you can't have a book about God's mercy without including our Blessed Mother. Just, you can't do it.
Exactly. And then we also have a little two appendices. The first is some prayers, and then the second appendices is called 30 Days of Mercy. So we took quotes from the diary and had some reflection questions. So it's just a nice little thing you could do, especially during the year of mercy, is do one each night and maybe journal some of how these reflections from the Diary of St. Faustina can apply to your life.
And you tell us in the book that when we finish those 30 days, we can then go to divinemercyformoms.com and get more emailed to us daily. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, we've been working as hard as we can, getting as much out there as we can. But
we're not daily yet.
We're not daily yet because we're two moms trying to manage these 11 kids between of us. But what we have done is come up with some unique things, like I took the papal bull and I made it into 17 points, you know, because moms usually don't have time to read a whole bull or a papal letter. But, you know, you want to kind of get the gist of what this year of mercy is about, or trying to bring the divine mercy, you know, trying to keep the blog where it's really applicable and you understand how mercy relates to you. And what's really exciting about the book is, I mean, Michelle and I are in our third print right now. So it is.
Wow, that's incredible.
And it just came out in February. So it's been a top seller on Amazon. So
congratulations, ladies. So, that's fabulous.
We're just excited that women know that they need mercy. And as a result, we need to give mercy. So that relationship is so important.
It certainly is. Now, I just want to clarify, if someone doesn't know what a bull is, can you just tell us a little bit?
Sure. A papal bull is a special letter. And so Pope Francis, at the beginning of the year of mercy, he wrote a beautiful letter to us called The Faces of Mercy. And it's not really that long. You could find it. It's free online. We've also linked to it on our website. And you could read it in its entirety. But like Emily said, she took it and she kind of condensed it a little bit for you, so you can say what this actually means to you. But Pope Francis writes in such a way that it's not hard to digest. Mm-hmm. And he also wrote one to children. And so that's, you can look that up too. Pope Francis has a special letter about mercy for children that he released this year as well. So that's something you can do for your kids.
That's wonderful. Thank you for explaining that for us. Again, I'm talking this morning with Divine Mercy for Moms, sharing the lessons of St. Faustina, the authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminette. And my favorite chapter is chapters 2. I loved how you broke down the five elements of the devotion. And just talk a little bit about each one of those. First of all, before you talk about the Divine Mercy image, you have to tell us who did the cover of your book. It is for me, it wins the award for the cutest cover on a book so far in my life. I absolutely love it.
There is a woman. She is in Texas, but she's actually originally from Poland, and her name is Ivana Staszewski. And the funny thing is, you know, when you go through a major publisher, you don't get to pick what your cover is like. They just say, they do all this testing, and they send it to you and say, here's your book cover. So when we looked at it, I was like, oh, I love it, but I wanted to know more. So I noticed there was a little watermark on it that said Ivana Gallery on the cover. So I started Googling it, and I found her on Etsy. And and then we were eventually able to talk with her, and it was such a beautiful gift because she lived in Poland until she was 26. Wow. The Divine Mercy, she does all kinds of saints, and these really adorable, and she really strives to make the saints approachable, she says, to parents and to children, which is what we want for our book, right? We want it to be approachable. Everybody, that you can hand it to your friend in the car line, and they are going to feel okay about accepting this gift of this sweet saint on the front cover. So it was such a gift that she just happened to be from, you know, there's no such thing as coincidence, as we say in the book. Like, it was from God, certainly, that we had this beautiful artist from Poland. And her work has gotten a lot of, it's been great. She said she can't keep up with orders anymore. She's had so many people found out about her because of her book cover. So that's been a gift for everybody.
Well, there's definitely, she's going to get one more order, just saying, because I absolutely adore this. And, you know, where Faustina is kind of my home girl, I definitely have to get a copy of this. And I love that when you would admit or, you know, show to everybody that coincidences don't happen. I learned that very, very quickly in my own story with God, that there's God-cidences everywhere. And that's how he makes himself known to us. We say, oh, Lord, well, I want to see you. Well, if we open up our hearts to see things happening around us, not as coincidence, but as God's movement in our life, then I think that really does help us open up our hearts and trust in him, which of course is Faustina's message, Jesus, I trust in you, which is not always easy. Speaking of not always easy, her getting out this image of Jesus was not easy.
Absolutely. It wasn't easy. And I think one thing that we first realized when we were started the book is that there's five aspects of divine mercy. Typically, people just, you know, they might be familiar with one aspect being the first. Mm-hmm. The most popular is the image of divine mercy. And this image was given to Saint Faustina from Jesus. He revealed himself, and he wanted the words at the bottom of the image inscripted, Jesus, I trust in you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as moms, we mentioned that earlier, that's such an important message to have, you know, to know that Jesus, our God, is a trustworthy God in a very broken world. Yeah. And when you're looking at the image, Jesus is taking a step forward, and there are these two awesome rays. So if people don't really know what we're talking about, it's these rays of, you know, red and white representing the blood and water that gushed forth at the 3 o'clock hour during the crucifixion. And it says, the pale ray stands for the water which makes souls righteous. The red ray stands for the blood which is the life of souls. Happy is the one who will dwell in their shelter. So what a beautiful image that we can just know that we want to dwell right there close to Jesus' heart. And, you know, I was saying in the book that a lot of times my kids pick up my phone and they're always taking these selfies and these images on my phone. And, you know, you got to delete. But I say, like, Jesus gave us like a selfie, right? He gave us an image of mercy. And research says that the more, you know, it's much easier to remember an image than written text. So he wanted, you know, the first thing he did is give us an image to remember this. And the second piece is the Feast of Divine Mercy.
And I always share when I go out speaking, I share the story that the tuition story that's in the beginning of the book, that my first Divine Mercy Sunday in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, I was asked to speak for the EWTN pre-show and then give my witness to all the 20,000, you know, pilgrims there. And when I was asked, I was a little hesitant because how am I going to get my husband to get us out there? And because, you know, I'll make the story short, but I basically won a tuition raffle for free tuition. Wow. For my children's school. That was the little push to get him out to Stockbridge. And it was so many amazing graces for our family.
Oh my goodness. This book is just filled with these stories that people have to, you just have to read them to believe them. We're talking to Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet. They are the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms. We have one more segment to go. I hope you stay with us right here on A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras on Redbox Media. We'll be right back.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.
Welcome back to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media. We are joined today by Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet. They are the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms, Sharing the Lessons of St. Faustina, out now from Ave Maria Press. It's one of the CatholicMom.com books, part of their collection, and it is phenomenal. There's just so much to cover. We have one more segment, so I'm going to be quiet and let the two of you. I have a couple of questions. First, let's finish up with the five aspects of divine mercy. We left off at the feast.
And then the third aspect is the chaplet. So many people do know the chaplet, but we're also surprised to see that many people are not familiar with this prayer. And Emily has a great story, actually. And we had these little bookmarks made that have how to pray the chaplet of divine mercy on them. And so we keep those and we hand those out wherever we're speaking. And she had a bunch of boys playing basketball in her yard and on Divine Mercy Sunday. So she invited them all in. And even though they were Catholic schoolboys, not all of them knew the prayer. So she's able to hand out these prayer cards and everybody said the chaplet together. So it's a great gift for families. I know my kids can learn it as early as 2. They can learn the prayers and it's short. So our kids like that it's short. that it's not as long as the rosary. So you can get it, you know, it's a great prayer to pray in the car when you're like picking up, you know, Father Gately says in the foreword, you know, one of the great things you can do to help save the world is pray the chaplet of divine mercy when you're driving the kids around. So it's such a gift. There's so many graces, especially for people who are dying. Mm-hmm. And we share many stories of how we've had opportunities of great grace for those to pray this prayer before those who are dying.
Another aspect is the hour of mercy. So the 3 o'clock hour, you know, some people call it the witching hour, but as practicing Catholics, we're going to call it the holy hour, mm-hmm. right? And we're going to really, you know, turn back to the Lord and think about his passion. And St. Faustina shares in the diary that a lot of times she longed to be in the chapel, but she was working. She was a very busy lady with many jobs, just like us modern women have many jobs. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're just going to pause and pray and ask the Lord. You know, we call it our reset button. So Michelle and I say we're going to reset our day at 3 o'clock, and we want all of you to reset your day at 3 o'clock. And just say the prayers, ask the Lord to help you, ask him to give you what you need to see him, you know, throughout the rest of your day, and to be that really that face of mercy for other people. That's so important.
And today's technology really helps us to keep track of the 3 o'clock hour. I have set my Fitbit alarm to go off at 3 o'clock. I have my cell phone that goes off at 3 o'clock. Both things, if I have time, if I don't have time, I just say, Lord, thank you for your divine mercy. And I just give him a moment of my thoughts and just remember all that he's done for me. And I have to move on sometimes. But other days, I'm lucky enough to be in the chapel and I can do the Stations of the Cross. Other times, I'm able to do both the Stations and the chaplet. And some days, I can just get in the chaplet. But I love that he says, just for 1 minute, if you just think of me, that is a blessing.
Absolutely. It is a huge blessing. And it's going to bless not only you, but your entire family and even your coworkers, whoever you're with. You know, taking a time to pause and pray is so awesome. It's a great way to do the 3 o'clock. And the last aspect, which was really new for me, was spreading the honor of divine mercy. So we say that's where divine mercy for moms just fits right under this fifth aspect. And that's we're not called to just only pray these prayers, but we're called to share this devotion with other people. So that's something where, you know, we're called to evangelize. We're called to be the face of mercy. We're called to, you know, even that silly story about, you know, inviting the boys in to eat Easter candy and, you know, pray the chapel of divine mercy, like, we were all blessed because of that experience. And we never know when those wells of faith, you know, we're going to need to rely on for ourselves or for others. But promoting the devotions like this are just well worth it.
It's one great way when you do a study and to invite people. I know my aunt is out in Missouri and she is a teacher's aide, and she invited some of their teachers and teacher's aide, and she said most of the people weren't familiar with the devotion. And I said, well, just think of all the graces you're getting because you're spreading the honor of the devotion. And she said, yes, I like this incentive package with the devotion. You know, she was in retail most of the rest of her life. So Jesus gives you this incentive that there are so many graces by sharing this devotion with other people, that it is so important. And you need to give the image as a gift. You know, what a beautiful gift to give. We give it as a bereavement gift, a baptism gift, first communion, like so many opportunities to share the image and to share these prayers with our brothers and sisters.
My guests today are Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminette. They are the authors of Divine Mercy for Moms, Sharing the Lessons of St. Faustina, out now from Ave Maria Press. And they have this fabulous website that we've alluded to all morning, but I really wanted to spend a little bit more time on it, divinemercyformoms.com. Your free downloadable section, tell us what's in there, because it's jam-packed.
Yeah, we've been working all year and trying to add, constantly adding new things. So we have, first we start out with our corporal and spiritual works of mercy checklist for busy moms. So it's kind of chapters 4 and 5 in a nutshell, and you can print them off and we hang them on our garage doors to remember to live them inside and outside your home. Corporal and spiritual works of mercy examination of conscience guides.
That was awesome.
These are great conversation starters, especially with older kids. We have the bookmark that we talked about in How to Pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We have the coloring page we mentioned earlier that Emily's cousin drew for our original paint picture of St. Faustina. Yep. So even if you're an adult colorer, you can paint this cute little picture of St. Faustina. And then we have our mercy jar labels. And part of our, as we were writing this book and researching all these works of mercy, we said, we have got to make this book a living work of mercy. So we have partnered up with Mary's Meals International, which is an awesome organization that feeds 1.1 million children a day, a hot meal in conjunction with an education across 12 different countries. So we give a portion of all our proceeds to Mary's Meals, and we always share. And the mercy jar idea is a simple idea that you have a little mason jar and you put the label on and you make some sort of sacrifice. So Emily and I decided this year we're not going to go out for coffee, and every time we think we really want to get that cup of coffee, we put a little donation in the mercy jar, and then at the end of the month we send a check to Mary's Meals, because for us, right, that $2 or $4 coffee drink could feed, you know, it's for 10 cents a meal they feed a child, so for a $2 meal you could feed 20 children.
Wow.
So it's really a awesome organization. We've been so blessed to just see a little peek into their life. Magnus McFarland Barrow, if you're looking for another good book to talk about on your show, The Shed That Fed a Million Children. It's
and
awesome.
You're welcome to come to Columbus, Ohio in February. He'll be our keynote speaker
for our Catholic Women's Conference.
Yeah, we have 3,000 women come together for our conference, and Michelle's the chair, and I'm just a little worker. I run the vendors and organizations, and because the part of it is when you engage in the works of mercy, you just want to serve. You realize what you've been given, and then you want to go out and share not only, you know, big things like conferences, but within your own home and helping your family to grow in these areas.
Well, make sure that you tag me when you start to do all your social media, because I'll make sure everybody knows about that conference. And I've heard him speak. He was actually a guest on The Good Catholic Life a few years ago here in the Boston area. And he really has an amazing heart for the Lord and what he does. So definitely want to make sure we get lots of women over there to hear him at the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. When is it going to be again?
February 18th.
February 18th. Excellent. So who did you write this book for, and what do you hope that people get from it?
The funny thing is, we kind of wrote it for ourselves, right?
Yeah, it's like our own therapy, exactly. Well, we really felt strongly that this book is for every Catholic woman. And a lot of times we say, you know, I always kind of call it like putting my faith in my back pocket. Like, oh, I can tell this Catholic mom, but I really can't tell her. She'll think I'm crazy, you know? And we really wanted to get past that stereotyping and say, this is for everyone that lives out this vocation of being a Catholic mom and a spiritual vocation of being a Catholic mom, but understanding that it doesn't matter if you work or you don't work, or you homeschool or Catholic school or public school, or your children are raised, or, you know, your children are toddlers, but this is something to help everyone. And I think we're excited to see that women all across the country are doing these studies and really being inspired.
We even have studies going in Canada and England too. So that's exciting.
That is wonderful. You gave so many great ideas, hands-on ideas for the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy. My question was, when I was reading them, were any of them harder for you to live out in your own life? And how do you kind of overcome some of the obstacles to live out this corporal and spiritual works of mercy?
Well, you know, things like bear wrongs patiently. Those, you know, even as a mom, like, you're living that day in and day out, and it's easy, right, to be snap and to be irritable and grumpy and not to want to be patient when your children are misbehaving and doing things. So it's some of those constant things that having that deep well of prayer. We talk a lot about developing a deep prayer life, pegging our prayers with certain parts of our day. We say, you know, when you wake up in the morning, we have a consecration prayer on your coffee mug. We have the Prayer of Divine Transformation by St. Faustina has been a huge help for us. This is straight from the diary. We printed it out on holy cards. It's also on our website. And we put it in our kitchen sink and we put it on a stand. And we pray that every time we're at the kitchen sink, because, right, you get a lot of resentment at the sink. So it's a beautiful prayer that's helped us with all the works of mercy. You're just asking the Lord to make you more merciful and put the needs of others before your own.
Well, Michelle and Emily, I cannot believe this. I'm getting the 1 minute warning. We're at the end of the show. How can we get a copy of this book and how can we continue to follow along with your wonderful work?
Well, you can find us at any Catholic bookstore, and Amazon, or out of our Ave Maria Press, or just visit us at divinemercyformoms.com, and we're happy to get your needs met. We're excited to Skype with you and visit with you, and we're just two moms here to help encourage everyone to get to heaven.
Well, this sounds, it's wonderful. I enjoyed spending time with it this week. I definitely think we'll be seeing me blog about it over on reconciledto.com. Michelle Fanley and Emily Geminette, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Divine Mercy for Moms, out now from Ave Maria Press. You've been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras here on Breadbox Media.
Redbox Media is changing the way media is done. Streaming, podcasting, live web events, mobile apps. All we do is done to embrace the current landscape and deliver content that connects you with where you are. Redbox Media.